First thing I want to know, what got you into it in the first place? Why did you get involved in the sport of ladies wrestling?
I wasn't. It was just a fluke. I wanted to get back into some sort of sport because I'd previously done a year taekwondo and I'd done 4 years judo. And I wanted to do something, wasn't sure what it was, and basically it was a fluke. I fell into ladies wrestling. I didn't choose to do it, it was just one of those things, and I enjoyed it, so.
And now, of course, you're in your own business doing it.
Yeah.
Do you, in this sort of, I'm not quite sure how the setup is in wrestling, I mean, I know it is in boxing, not in wrestling. Do you have any sort of champion, or future champions, or junior champions?
No, all the different companies have different champions, so there isn't one. It depends on which company you work for. So there are various companies and they all have their own belts. I went over to America and I won the PGWA, Professional Wrestling Girls Association. I won their belt. I think I held on to that maybe 3 or 4 years. But yeah, each company has their own championship belt.
I must be honest, I've never actually watched a ladies wrestling belt. No. I've seen clips on YouTube, obviously, because there's a lot going around. The American ones all seem to be, how should I put, acrobats.
It's changed wrestling. Old school wrestling was more mat based, so it was solid, you'd put the holes on, you'd work a hold. Now it's more, it's drama based, there's lots of talking. They do things where, you know, 1 week they'll do a certain thing and that will lead into the next week and so forth. The old school type of wrestling didn't really have that. And I tend to go towards the more old school. I'm not really interested in the gymnastic side of wrestling.
No, I'm watching it, you think to yourself, that's obviously been rehearsed.
Well, the thing is, what you've got to remember is everybody that does professional wrestling.
It's about the American scene, not your own.
Yeah, but even in the UK, you know, people look down on it because they say it's rehearsed and so forth, but you know, once you get into any sport, you have to train. And it's as hard to train in professional wrestling as it is in any other sport. You have to be dedicated, you have to keep fit. There's lots of work involved as regards travelling and stuff like that. You know, and it hurts.
I think this applies to a lot of ladies, but I'm very, very involved in rugby. I play rugby all my life and involved in administration now. But the ladies' teams, it's an enormous amount of travelling because there aren't so many of them. Mm-hmm. In the Manchester area there's probably 20 or 30 rugby team, male rugby team. Mm-hmm. But there's only two ladies teams. And the nearest one to me is Ethel's, and the Ethel's ladies travel, you know, hundreds of miles to a game each weekend.
Yeah.
And it obviously must apply to your
game. Yeah, it's hard because you have to travel for the shows, you know. So one evening you could be in Glasgow, next evening you're in Plymouth or Kent, or so there is a lot of travelling. But of course, is, you know, if I lived in America, it would be nothing to think about travelling 15 hours in a car. That's what lots of the American girls do over there, you know, and that's probably quite a short job for them, you know. So there is a lot of travelling involved, yeah.
I don't want to, obviously I don't want to know the exact amount, but can you make a living from it?
It's not easy.
I mean, I know you do, obviously, because you're in your own business.
Yeah, it's not easy, and it has its ups and downs, and the biggest thing is injuries. So that can keep you out of action for a while. So it's not easy, really. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And it does have its problems, you know, like any business. But I've been fortunate that in the last few years, I've managed to set up my own thing, and I'm in control of my own destiny, so to speak. You know, I'm not having to travel and go and work for someone and then you've travelled all that way and the show gets pulled, or, you know, so I don't really have to do any of that anymore. So that's good. But, you know, with anything, it has its problems.
That's probably nice for the girls who work for you or do come to your show, because you know what it's all about. You've had the problem.
Yeah, well, I've been on both sides of the coin, so to speak. I've been, you know, I am a wrestler, and I'm also kind of sort of promoting. So, you know, hopefully I treat people like I want to be treated, you know, which is fair, really, at the end of the day.
Well, you're going to hurt them more than they're going to hurt you.
Well, hopefully not too bad.
do you have any, how should I put it, long-standing animosities within ladies wrestling?
No, I don't. For me, it's a career, it's a job, and professionally, I'm not the same person I am when I'm working.
Yeah.
I have a different persona. My private life's private, and I'm who I am. And then when I step in the ring and I put my costume on and my face paint and the lights are on and the crowds are booing, it's a different person. But, you know, you're not out there to injure somebody, you know, so that they're going to end up in hospital or whatever. But you're there to try and win the match. You're there to do a good job. You're there to get the crowd going. So no, I don't have any animosities. In life, I get on with certain people better than others.
Well, everyone does, of course.
Yeah, of course. But no, I'm professional. So when I go and do a job, you know, I'm there to do my job as the best I can.
Is it? I think with the way the world is at the moment,
mm-hmm.
it's not a bad thing for any girl, any young girl particularly, to learn a bit of self-defence, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying she's.
I've never been in a situation where I've had to use it, and I don't want to. I'm the first to run in the other direction if there's any trouble. People tend to think if you're involved in a sport like ours, then you've got quite an aggressive nature. But I find it the opposite, because you learn lots of discipline with any martial arts or any hard combat sports. You learn the respect and discipline and so forth. But yeah, I think it's a good thing to be able to maybe have the confidence that it gives you in your abilities. Whether that would ever work in a real situation, I don't know, because then you've got all different factors coming in, you know. But yeah, it's a good thing. It doesn't hurt to. It certainly doesn't hurt to be able to handle yourself, hopefully, in a situation that might not be very nice.
So basically, you'd say, if you don't want to be a wrestler or a professional wrestler, if a girl came along, it'd do them no harm. What you put.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's hard work. It's good. Keep fit. You know. So from that aspect, even if you wanted to do it only for a little bit of keep fit, confidence, handle yourself a little bit, maybe learn a couple of manoeuvres in case anything, you know, ever happened. So yeah, it's good in that respect.
My granddaughter said if anyone attacks me, they get kicked in the.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing you do is run, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants confrontation, nobody wants to be involved in a situation.
I'm 6 foot and 19 stone, man, I don't want to get around it.
Yeah. So, in any given situation, if you knew a few technical things, it's no bad thing, is it? You know. But first of all, run.
Right, now you've got a tournament coming off in a week's time.
That little show.
That is here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little show that I put on. I have some of the ladies that I work with closely, they come down. And I have, it's kind of more an invited audience, really. But I do those. Not very often. But it gives us the chance to do our thing and show what we do. So, yeah, good fun.
And I noticed, actually, it looks the smartest unit on the whole of this mill you're in at the moment.
Yeah, it's a run-down mill. But I like it. It's got great character. And the walls are very thick, so when you hear the screams, it's not carried into the centre of Manchester. But yeah, it's a dilapidated building, but my place, I've done lots of renovation inside, so it's a nice clean facility.
And it's maybe a little bit contentious. I notice you have an invitation for any gentleman who wants to take on one of your ladies to come, yep, come and be made a fool of.
Yeah. Not so much a fool of, but to challenge. Yeah, it's a good challenge. Yeah.
Because inevitably, they again, I've seen these things on YouTube. I've not been to one, but the lady always seems to be far better at wrestling than the guy.
If you're trained and you know a lot of technique, then that, because usually guys obviously can be bigger and stronger in a lot of cases, but you know, technique carries you a hell of a long way. So it's good to have the challenge, whether it be male or female, you know, bigger or smaller, there's always challenges. So it's wrestling's not all about power, you know, it can be like a chess game. Somebody makes a move and you've got to think maybe three moves ahead and either defend or counter it. So it's a very interesting sport.